Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to the story of Jesus. Yesterday, we learned about Jesus' triumphant ascension into heaven. Today, we are going to learn about his coming again. So, grab a fuzzy blanket and your favorite stuffed animal because it's time to follow Jesus. This is the story of Jesus by Ellen White, chapter 30, Coming Again. Our Savior is coming again. Before parting with his disciples on the earth, he himself gave them the promise of his return. "Let not your heart be troubled," he said. "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." He did not leave them in doubt as to the manner of his coming. "The Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. Then he will sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him will be gathered all nations." Carefully he warned them against deception. "If they shall say to you, 'Behold, he is in the desert,' do not go there. 'Behold, he is in the secret chambers,' don't believe it. For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." This warning is for us. Today, false teachers are saying, "Behold, he is in the desert," and thousands have gone into the desert hoping to find Christ. And thousands who claim to hold communion with the spirits of the dead are declaring, "Behold, he is in the secret chambers." This is the very claim that spiritualism makes. But Christ says, "Believe it not. For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." At Christ's ascension, the angels declared to the disciples that he would so come in like manner, as they had seen him go into heaven. He ascended boldly, and they saw him as he left them and was received by the cloud. He will return in a great white cloud, and every eye will see him. The exact day and hour of his coming has not been revealed. Christ told his disciples that he himself could not make known the day or the hour of his second appearing. But he mentioned certain events by which they might know when his coming was near. "There shall be signs," he said, "in the sun and in the moon and in the stars." And he speaks still more plainly. "The sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven." "Upon the earth," he said, "there shall be distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other." The Savior adds, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is coming. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors." Christ has given signs of his coming. He says that we may know when he is near, even at the doors. When the trees put forth their leaves in the spring, we know that summer is near. Just so surely, when the signs appear in the sun and the moon and the stars, we are to know that Christ's coming is near. These signs have appeared. On May 19, 1780, the sun was darkened. That day is known in history as the Dark Day. In the eastern part of North America, so great was the darkness that in many places the people had to light candles at noonday. And until after midnight, the moon, though at its full, gave no light. Many believed that the day of judgment had come. No satisfactory reason for the unnatural darkness has ever been given, except the reason found in the words of Christ. The darkening of the sun and the moon was a sign of his coming. November 13, 1833, There was a most wonderful display of falling stars ever beheld by men. Again, thousands believed that the day of judgment had come. Since that time, earthquakes, tempests, tidal waves, pestilence, famine, and destruction by fire and flood have multiplied. All these, and distress of nations with perplexity, declare that the Lord's coming is near. Of those who beheld these signs, he says, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Christ is coming, coming with clouds and with great glory. A multitude of shining angels will attend him. He will come to raise the dead and to change the living saints from glory to glory. He will come to honor those who have loved him and kept his commandments, and to take them to himself. He has not forgotten them, nor his promise. There will be a re-linking of the family chain. When we look upon our dead, we may think of the morning when the trump of God shall sound, when the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. That time is near. A little while, and we shall see the King in his beauty. A little while, and he will wipe all tears from our eyes. A little while, and he will present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Wherefore, when he gave the signs of his coming, he said, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. To be continued. I can't wait for Jesus to come. Can you? He is coming soon, and I want to be ready, don't you? It's time now for our questions. Are you ready? Question number one. What did Jesus say he was going to do? He said he was going to prepare what? Question number two. Did Jesus leave them in doubt as to the way he's going to come again? Do we have to question how Jesus is going to come again, or do we know how Jesus is going to come again? Question number three. If someone says, hey, Jesus is this place or that place or the other place, and maybe in the desert, maybe in the closet, maybe another place, should we go to see that, or should we avoid it? You can send your answers to us at answers@startingwithjesus.com. You can also tag us on Instagram and Facebook at Starting With Jesus. You can also download the full activity packet at startingwithjesus.com/the story. You scroll down to the bottom and you will see download the full activity here. And you can click on that and download, and you'll have all the activities from the whole entire reading of this book. Make sure to check back tomorrow for the next chapter in the story of Jesus.
This audio program was brought to you by A Place to Do Something and narrated by Ruthie Reeves. You can find more programs like this at www.aplacetodosomething.com.